it was immediately imperative once I saw the cave. I was skeptical. Eric Nelson, the producer of the film, suggested it, and I said, no, it doesn't look right because you have a wall and some paintings on it. The moment you see it with this wild drama of bulges and niches and its own dynamic, it was clear. And in particular, as we are probably the only team ever allowed into it, this cave might be shut down for good, maybe for the next 5,000 years or so, and open for a very small handful of scientists. So it was immediately clear, and I had the feeling 3D should be used in a way where, even though it was in 3D, reach beyond what you just see. You have to think, you have to see, you should be in awe. And a sense of awe comes across through 3D, strangely enough. So I'm somehow vacillating, is my dictum about 3D correct or not? I still have to think about it. But I'm very glad that it was done in 3D. Actually, very, very limited time. It's hard to make a 3D in 6 days, 4 hours per day. And on location, in the cave, on this 2-foot-wide walkway, in semi-darkness, we had to build our cameras. It was really done on the run with three men who were very, very wonderful in grappling with all the technical problems, and still we were able to get away with wonderful images. So I'm very, very grateful to the team that we had: Peter Zeitlinger, cinematography, Kaspar Kallas, the man who did the 3D configuration, and camera assistant Eric Söllner.